with Senator Mike Johanns of Nebraska right now, and just met with some ethanol producers with the American Coalition of Ethanol. Senator, first of all, now you've announced your retirement, and what I'd like to ask you first is, well, just because we're here with the ethanol folks, what would you like to see as far as ethanol is concerned, as far as the renewable fuel standard?
You know, I'm very encouraged by what's happened with ethanol. Some years ago when I was governor of Nebraska, I remember we got a incentive plan passed hoping to build some plants. Well, the world has changed. A lot of plants got built in Nebraska, and we're the second largest producer. What I really want for ethanol is a future. Ethanol needs to grow. It can't just plateau. We knew this plateau was out there, but we need to find new opportunities for ethanol, whether that's in the export market, whether that's a blend, E85 blend, whether that's more cars and vehicles that will burn richer amounts of ethanol. We need a new market, and we need to create that market. The other thing I would say is that as you look at the future, for the foreseeable future, we simply need the renewable fuels mandate, the RFS. It's important, and it makes sense. So I think there's a lot of things for ethanol, a lot of work to be done. Encourage what has happened, but we need to keep pushing for the future.
As far as agriculture in general is concerned, you've been really active, especially in terms of overregulation with both EPA, OSHA. Tell me what you would like to say. I mean, that seems to be a mission of yours here in your last time here in the Senate. And how would you like to see things shake out, especially as far as overregulation for farmers?
You know, I spend so much time, and my staff does, pushing back against overregulation. One day it might be OSHA, the next day it's EPA. The next day it might be some banking regulations that are coming out. I mean, it is endless. This administration is passionately in love with government. They just believe government can solve all problems and all they need to do is write some more regulations. And they're not especially bothered by the limits we place on them in Congress. So what really needs to happen there when it's all said and done is you need people with common sense who look at issues and say, look, this is an area where the law says we shouldn't be involved here, we shouldn't be involved, who aren't trying to legislate from their offices over at the EPA or the USDA or whatever it is, because we see far too much regulation when really we've limited that. Recently, I'll give you a perfect example. Recently, OSHA was going to fine a farm in Holt County, Nebraska, $120,000 for failing to comply with rules and regulations. For 35 years, we had told OSHA, you can't regulate farms that size. So what did they do? They said, well, grain bins are not a part of the farming operation. You can't make this up. It is so crazy. It drives you nuts. To their credit, they finally backed off, but they wouldn't have unless we push back. And we just do a lot of that here when we really shouldn't have to be spending our time telling them, look, here's the boundary. You need to stop here. They can read the law just like I can.
Well, as today is National Agriculture Day, it's National Agriculture Week. You were the Secretary of Agriculture, and in your time of service, you've done quite a bit for agriculture. You say what you want for ethanol is the future. What about the future for agriculture?
You know, I'm an optimist. I grew up on a small dairy farm in the 1950s and 60s, and I see the remarkable changes that have occurred in agriculture just in my lifetime. It's just a blessing. I mean, it really is a blessing. I'll never forget when I was Secretary of Agriculture, I was doing these farm bill forms across the country. I was in the southern part of the United States, and I was walking into a farm bill form. Parked right at the front door was a pickup, and it had a bumper sticker on it, and it said, if you ate today, hug a farmer. And I love that. It just, that's what this is all about. We're so blessed to have the agriculture that we have in this country and the people who are behind it. Not only the producers, but the scientists, the university system. We're kind of hitting on all cylinders, and we can continue to do that But we've just got to get the policies right. And it's not just a good farm bill. It is also good regulation. It's good tax policy. It's good energy policy. It's all of those things and more. That will tell us what the future of agriculture will be about. And if we get people that support those things, the future looks great.
Thank you very much, sir.